Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Daryl Peel talking cattle inventory in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialist to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by public researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep your wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
This past Friday, USDA released a mid-year cattle inventory report. The cattle inventory report at mid-year sometimes has been released, sometimes it's been skipped by Uncle Sam, depending on budget conditions at the federal government level. And Dr. Daryl Peel says that makes it very, very hard to get a good read on what these numbers really mean.
It's been very frustrating the last few years. USDA didn't do this report in 2013, then they reinstituted it in 14, and 15, then they dropped it again in 2016, now we get it in 2017. It really compromises the value of these reports when you don't have a consistent series over time. The July inventory is a different survey than January anyway, a little harder to interpret. So it's really makes it very difficult. However, if you go back and look historically, so we can't compare to a year ago numbers, but if you look at historically how the July numbers compare to the January numbers, we can get a little bit of information on the herd size out of that. Beef cows in particular, the July number we just got was 104% of the January number. Historically, that number has averaged about 101 to 102, and if you go back and look at history, anytime that number's been over 102%, it says that we're still in herd expansion, and that's what we expected, and I think this kind of confirms that.
So that will likely give us a bigger cow herd number come January 1 of 2018.
That's what you would read from this in this report. Yep.
And in this inventory report, we have a critically important calf number.
This mid-year estimate, and it really is a first estimate, if you will, of the 2017 calf crop, was up about 3.5%. Last year, 2016 over 2015, we were up about, I think, 2.9% or thereabouts. So, you know, and again, we had big herd expansion last year. We already know that. We were expecting a bigger calf crop, and this really just confirms that.
Put a kind of a bow all around all of these reports. What are you really seeing as far as the state of the industry here at the midpoint of 2017?
Well, I think, you know, largely these reports confirm what we suspected was happening. That's the way I read it at this point. I don't think there's any big change or big surprise in these numbers. It looks to me like we are still expanding the herd here in 2017. It also looks to me like we're putting the brakes on a little bit. We expect the 2017 herd growth to be more moderate than last year, and maybe it's suggesting that we're going to put the brakes on even more going into 2018. And beyond that, you know, a bigger calf crop means that we're going to have bigger feeder supplies well into 2018. So we've got a pipeline of bigger beef production that's going to extend well into 2019 now, and that's what we've been expecting.
How does that translate back to profitability for our various segments of the industry?
Well, you know, this is the supply side. It's getting bigger. In fact, it's the first time we've had a significant herd expansion in 25 years. And so, you know, that's a challenge. We get worried about that. But the other thing that's happened this year that has been a very pleasant surprise has been the strength of demand, both domestic and export. And we've had stronger than expected cattle markets despite the supply challenges. And so, you know, we're going to be watching that demand going forward. I think on average there's opportunities for profits in this industry. You know, we're not going to have, you know, major run-ups, and I guess the odds-on favorite is for some more price pressure based on the supply side.
Crunching those numbers for us, Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel out of Oklahoma State University, his office, of course, in Stillwater. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.